This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are privileged to be here today with General Huntoon. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for coming up. Welcome to West Point.
Thank you. And General Huntoon is the 58th superintendent of West Point, which I guess would be similar to being a CEO of an organization. And the first question I want to ask you is, what do you see the role of West Point being in our society?
That's a great question. Since 1802, the role, I think, has been relatively the same, which is fundamentally to produce leaders of character who serve as officers in the United States Army. And many of them will serve a career of service, and many of them will serve a shorter period of time and then continue on to simply be great citizens and leaders in the private sector or in some other form of public service. So it's to serve the nation in a selfless way as leaders.
When you mention the word character, I even know that's a core part of the mission and of your new vision. Describe, how does someone learn character, or can you not learn character?
Well, we think there's a great deal of confidence here at West Point that given the fact that we bring in every year about 1,250 young men and women from every state in the Union and from about 33 countries around the world, that we have many, many different value systems at work, especially in 2010. So we very deliberately set out to shape them from the very day they arrive here and to establish the Army values that will be so important to them as they become leaders of our young men and women in the armed forces 47 months after their first day. So we do think there is a deliberate process, a mechanical means to get after the development of character, and we work at that every single day.
What are those mechanical means?
Well, West Point has a kind of a holistic approach, a whole person approach to character development, and it focuses on the intellectual domain, the military domain, the physical domain. And so intellectually, of course, this is a four-year undergraduate college, at which point on graduation, all our cadets receive a Bachelor of Science degree. They have 45 areas in which to major. It is an extraordinary academic experience, which has been rated in the past several years as one of the top five.
I noticed universities.
Yes, public liberal arts schools in the United States. And by every measure of merit, whether Princeton Review or Forbes or some other journal of standing, the academic side of West Point is quite astonishing. It begins with an exceptional group of young men and women who apply here. We have a very, very competitive system for entry into West Point. We have a need for our candidates to be physically fit and to have very high test scores and to be already moving in the direction of demonstrating leadership capacity. And then once they get here, as we noted before, given all the value systems in the country today, we deliberately take each of the 4 years and move in the direction of character development, the business of taking on the values of the United States Army, values which could easily be summarized by the mnemonic we speak of in the ranks as leadership, which speaks to loyalty and duty and respect, selfless service, honor, integrity.
But I'm interrupting. Can those can they be taught, or are they internal?
Well, I think the answer is that most of those values these cadets bring with them as
well. You're obviously getting an elite group to join here.
Right.
First.
These are your varsity letter winners, your captains of athletic teams, your student government presidents. They are the youngsters who are already successful in some measure, so they have most of those values somewhat shaped. But we take the time here in a very deliberate manner through all the major domains, the intellectual, the physical, and the military to continue to shape those so that when they raise their hands at the very end of that 47-month period, they are ready to lead our sons and daughters of the United States who are wearing uniforms in this time of war and to deal with all the extraordinary challenges of this contemporary operating environment with all the ethical dilemmas that our leaders face every day in 2010.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with General Hantoon, the 58th Superintendent of West Point Military Academy. And two questions to ask you. One is, what can business learn from the military? And we're obviously dealing with mostly a CEO audience.
Sure.
And then two, we'll probably say, what do you think the military can learn from business?
That's a great question, and I think the U.S. Army writ large, not just the United States Military Academy, has been after this for a long time. Clearly, we are in the business of leadership here. That's our central focus. That's what defines pretty much everything that we do here at West Point. We're developing leaders of character, and so the same leadership techniques that we focus on, that we teach, that we cultivate, that we develop in each of these very tough years at West Point are of some consequence, we hope, in the business community. And certainly from our read of everything from your transcripts to the Harvard Business Review to the fundamental lessons learned from conflict over the past several centuries, we see lots of common denominators between our world and the world in the private sector. We have a very different bottom line, for sure. Our youngsters on graduation are going to command platoons. Some of them, within a very short period of time, in some cases just a few months, may be taking those platoons into harm's way. In a very, very complex and complicated world where these youngsters are facing tough ethical dilemmas. They have enormous responsibility as young men and women and have to apply some fundamental leadership traits immediately to succeed in a very, very dangerous world. So that bottom line is a little different than that in the private sector, but I think fundamentally the leadership traits are about the same. In the business world, as in the military, we're interested in observation of it, of a complex problem. We are interested in what are we trying to accomplish. We're making assessments and analysis. We are making a decision about what path we're going to take, and then we're going to execute. It seems to me that those are probably fundamental approaches that take place in the business world, too.
And one thing you had once told me is there's no right answer. Could you explain that?
Well, that's a great point, and it speaks to the complexity of this contemporary operating environment in a world where youngsters who are 21, 22, 23 have enormous responsibility at a young age, life and death decisions. They've got to apply critical thinking skills. And we teach critical thinking here in many ways.
How do you teach critical
thinking? Well, I think you teach it in many ways by establishing tough decision-making environments, leadership laboratories, whether they are in classrooms or in field situations in the summer here at West Point, and you never provide the right answer. There is no right answer today to a lot of the ethical dilemmas that our youngsters are going to face. There may be two, three, four, five answers. It is this overused expression of thinking outside of the box that we really do try to teach here, that says to them that they have to take a hard look at many, many paths to success. In the simple ways that we used to knock down doors, there are all the second and third order effects now of warfare that they have to take into consideration. They have to have their three cups of tea before they meet and make progress with the tribal council in Kandahar or Mosul. They have to understand that an additional hour of electricity may be just as important as interrogating, you know, the occupants of the third house in this small village. So there are a lot of things that require different thinking skills. And I think the answer is yes, we can train and teach and inculcate critical thinking skills here at West Point. And those are the same ones I suspect are of some value in private sector organizations.
So really what you're doing is enabling people to think under any situation, regardless of the consequences.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we've been engaged now for almost a decade in two major campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq. And we're getting ready to pull out of both of those campaigns, and which is the right thing to do, because inevitably the success of both those nation states falls to the sovereignty of their own governments and their own people. So then the question is, what is the next battlefield going to be? Well, we don't do very well in our history of divining the future. But what we can do is we can prepare for what you just spoke to, which is just to be successful regardless of the conflict. We have to be prepared in the military for success across a spectrum of operations, from conventional war to counterinsurgency. And that requires a grand capacity to think and to be innovative and adaptive regardless of the conditions that you face.
How much of it is strategic and how much of it is tactical?
I think the answer is, at West Point, we certainly focus on the tactical skills, because that's the condition set that most of our lieutenants will face immediately upon graduation.
Robert Reese with General Huntoon. We're going to have to take a break right now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we are with General Huntoon from West Point. Let's talk more about the word chaos. And you're obviously teaching people to think clearly. What are your thoughts on operating in chaos?
That's a great point. Bringing order out of chaos is central to the responsibilities that our officers have in the United States Army. And so in these 4 years at West Point, we try both in our intellectual domains, in the physical domain, and in the military domain on a relentless basis to stress our cadets so that they understand how to do just that, which is to bring order out of chaos. In the intellectual domain, we have a very tough academic program here with a lot of focus on critical thinking skills that allow us to be successful in any set of conditions, whatever battlefield, whatever peacetime crisis we may face as citizen soldiers in the future. In our physical domain, we put a tremendous emphasis on a balance that has to be struck. The focus on health and wellness here at West Point, what Douglas MacArthur, a former superintendent, described as every cadet an athlete, that every cadet every day at West Point has to participate in an intercollegiate sport or a club sport or an intramural program to sustain their physical well-being, to focus on the values of teamwork and discipline and initiative in any competitive sport. And in the military domain, both during the academic year and particularly in the summer, we put our cadets through some very rigorous and tough military training in which we set conditions of chaos and we require them to lead, to find the right path out, to find the right way to accomplish the mission, the right way to take the hill, the right way to deal with the tribal leader in a very different world than the one of our 20th and 19th century. So I think on all levels here at West Point, we're trying very hard to set the conditions for the success of the cadet who, on becoming a graduate, is prepared for the extraordinary complexity of 21st century warfare.
And I would bet in that something like cultural immersion becomes critical.
Cultural immersion is absolutely critical in this very complex world. The world that Friedman speaks to when he talks about globalization takes on a very special meaning for us in the military. When we think about cultural immersion, we think here at West Point about a logarithmic increase in the past 10 years of cadets who are doing a full semester abroad in about 40 countries around the world and still accomplishing the requirements to complete their Bachelor of Science degree here at West Point under a very rigorous academic schedule. We also send cadets both during the academic year and in the summer during their military training around the world. We send several hundred cadets a year now to every continent in the world to spend 3 to 5 weeks in a cultural immersion experience. Let me give you a classic example. A cadet who would go to spend 3 to 5 weeks in Russia, who's taking Russian here at West Point, one of the 8 languages that are required for 2 years for every cadet, who would spend 2 of those weeks in a small Russian village and live in a total immersion experience with a Russian family, then spend another week at St. Petersburg getting a grasp of the Russian history from the 16th century on, and then spend the last week in Moscow exchanging ideas with fellow military cadets in that very, very important world capital. But we send at the same time cadets to Amman, Jordan, to Santiago, Chile, to Beijing, China, for similar periods of time, all because we want to improve their language capacity, but much more importantly, we want them to be cognizant of the extraordinary differences in culture that they will face at some point in their future. And their capacity then to be successful is developed early, and the Army sends a message at the very beginning of their leadership development about the importance of culture in their lives.
Well, what's really fascinating to me about what you've just said, General Huntoon, is the tenets and fundamentals that the cadets are learning is about managing chaos and about globalization. And chaos is usually when great opportunities in business emerge, and globalization is critical as well.
Right. Well, that's a great point. Chaos we do see as an opportunity. The business of in the military, creating order and structure and the right way ahead, the path to military success. Today, we know that military success cannot stand alone as the way to accomplish success in a campaign that is in support of the national objectives of the nation. So we know that the military component is important, but we also know that the political, the economic, the social component, the cultural components, all these working together are the elements that will bring success in a campaign. We know that the 19th and 20th century techniques of kinetic warfare still hold primacy for lieutenants and captains and majors, that they must be masters of their profession in whatever branch of service they go. But we also know today that those lieutenants, captains, and majors must also be able to speak a language, understand the culture, understand the approach to provide the right human services in whatever mission they have, if they are going to contribute in a way that allows for the campaign itself to be successful for the United States. And that's a very different approach that we teach here from the first year through the last year at West Point.
So the teaching methodology is changing to a certain degree, while many of the fundamentals maintain.
The fundamentals sustain. We are always looking to strike a balance. That's why we teach the Melian dialogues from Thucydides and the Peloponnesian War, and at the same time, we are focusing on what is the latest lesson learned from the fight in Mosul or in the Korangal Valley in Afghanistan. And this is something that's reinforced every day because these youngsters at the military academy not only are getting a first-class education, but they are being taught by scholars who are also warriors. 55% of our faculty at West Point are active-duty Army officers who have just come from Afghanistan, Iraq, other places around the world, and have just returned also from a first-tier graduate education experience. And so they bring both scholarship, but also they bring that extraordinary experience of having been a leader in the fight. And so they are grand role models for the way ahead for that cadet who will be a leader for some period of time in the U.S. military, and then just as importantly, a leader of character for the nation.
Right, and many of them, I believe we have about a minute till this concludes here, go into business afterwards.
Well, they do. In fact, we celebrate those who not only have worn the uniform of the United States Army, but who also carry with them into the private sector the same value systems, the same focus on duty, honor, and country.
And I would like to ask you about clear thinking. One final question here. If you're not in the military, what lessons can you learn? What can you do to become a clear thinker in business?
Well, that's a great question.
I got 30 seconds on it, too.
I know, and I'm willing to suggest that we learn as much from the benchmarks in American business in terms of clear thinking as we would like to provide from our own experience in these campaigns. And I think, again, it goes back to this fundamental business of critical thinking skills, of simply doing the right observation analysis, deciding what it is we're trying to accomplish, and then, most importantly, going after that vision.
A pleasure speaking with you, General Huntoon.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with General David Huntoon. And this is actually a second part of an interview. It was so fascinating, the first part. So good to have you back.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
And let's start off with what we've always heard is duty, honor, country. What is the real meaning of that to you?
Well, that's a great point. And that, you know, that's the central ethos here at West Point. But in large measure, it's the central ethos of leadership in the United States military, all services, certainly in the Army in particular. Robert E. Lee once said that duty may be the most beautiful word in the English language. Robert E. Lee, a former superintendent of West Point. And that's that ineffable commitment to serving, to selfless service, to accomplishing the mission because there is an implied sense of trust and confidence that it is a mission which is bounded by the right ethical underpinnings and that it's something that is going to succeed. And that's something we build here at West Point from the first day, that every cadet must do his or her duty. The business of honor is central to West Point. In fact, it's one of the things that makes West Point unique. You know that we have our honor code here at West Point, which says that a cadet cannot lie, cheat, or steal, nor tolerate those who do. And that's a simple statement of ethics that governs something that each cadet does every single day, that each cadet carries with him or with her, and certainly carries over into their career of selfless service as a leader of character. Then the last thing, of course, is our commitment to the United States and to its values and to its national objectives and purposes. And that begins on the first day. This remarkable transformation takes place on reception day at West Point at the end of June now, when cadets come from every state in the Union and they are very rapidly changed. Their hair is cut. They are given uniforms. They are taught to march. And they all go down to a place called Trophy Point here at West Point, which overlooks the magnificent Hudson River. And they raise their right hands and take an oath of allegiance to the Constitution of the United States, to their country. They make that commitment to duty, to honor, and to country. And I think today the most astonishing thing about that affirmation to the country is that they do it with a clear recognition that they are going to serve in time of war. And that's quite humbling for all of us.
And with that as your foundation, I know you very quickly worked with your entire team on setting up a new vision. Talk about what that is and why it was such an immediate focus for you.
Well, just as I'm certain in the private sector, the first thing you would do in any large organization is take an immediate look at your mission and then certainly the vision, the end state that you want for the organization as a strategic leader 3 to 5 to 10 years down the road, long beyond the time perhaps that you will be that strategic level leader. I took a hard look at the mission, which made enormous sense to me, and it's one in large measure which is derivative of the call to duty that is given to us by the United States government. The vision, though, is something we can shape and craft and relook and reconsider. And I focused on 3 elements in the vision. The first one, essentially, of course, is a reaffirmation of the need to create leaders of character for the nation, which is inviolable. The second one speaks to being a foundation for the United States military in the study of ethics and ethical leadership. And then the third one speaks to West Point providing a source of intellectual capital for the Army and for the U.S. military and for the nation. We have an astonishing...
That's a really interesting component there.
Well, it is. Leaders of character is, I think, quite easily recognized, and we've spoken about that earlier today. The business of ethical leadership is fundamental in our work today and critical because of the ethical dilemmas that lieutenants face in this time of war overseas. But the last piece, the source of intellectual capital, I think is a new azimuth, at least in our vision at West Point, and it speaks to the high quality of our staff and faculty here. These are credentialed graduates of first-tier schools who not only are scholars and who are doing astonishing research for the United States Army in a time of war, but they are also leaders who have just come from the fight. And as I mentioned before, they are astonishing role models for the youngsters here. But they also serve to help the nation by their academic excellence and by their innovative and critical thinking skills. And so they can help work in robotics or look at a new way to create an exoskeleton and reduce the soldier's load, or they can work with an organization like DARPA in the Department of Defense to come up with some new approach to technology that the nation needs in its military. And so we are about sharing. It seems to me that in the private sector, one of the great measures of success in a business organization is its capacity to share, its capacity to be a benchmark and to be able to provide some sharing of its own success. And we are very interested here in West Point in sharing the quality of our staff and faculty, not just for the military, but for the nation.
When you look at that, you're talking about these brilliant professors and leaders, and I'm thinking there must be some generational gap in some way, because with things like mobility now, how do you manage that in terms of teaching? How do you manage that in terms of on the field? People are probably, you know, tweeting each other about an actual battle.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. Actually, that's a very interesting conundrum for the U.S. military today. Of course, we get these great youngsters, 17, 18, 19 years old, who already shown great promise, and they come to us with astonishing information technology skills. They are masters of social media. And there's an interesting tension in the U.S. military, I think, because we embrace their capacity to tweet, to use Twitter, to use Facebook, to use any number of other changing dimensions of creating communications. But at the same time, there is the tension in the military to be cognizant of lots of people paying attention to those communications and to making sure that when the mission is given to the unit that not everybody is able to share. So that's an interesting piece here. We want to harness the extraordinary capacity of our young men and women as they come to West Point. We're interested, for example, in issuing the latest 4G device to them as they come into the ranks, but at the same time, we will have to set some right and left limits in the way that we allow them to convey their communications, especially when they become officers in a combat situation. That's a great point. It's harnessing the skills that they bring to the table, and at the same time, remembering that this is the United States Military Academy.
Well, I'm just wondering what would happen, per se, in battle. If you capture an enemy, probably first thing you do is look at their cell phone.
Well, that's a great point. In fact, we're quite concerned about that today, and we take advantage of that, and we also are trying very, very hard to be cognizant of the communication security requirements that are new in the 21st century. And I think we're learning about that each and every day, and we get lots of lessons learned from the fight that we bring back here to West Point so that we are best prepared when they graduate.
Okay, we have time for one more question before we take a break. And so I want to talk about innovation in terms of what changes and what you will never capitulate on at West Point.
That's a great point. Certainly what we would never alter is the inviolable mission of this academy, which is, as we said before, to build leaders of character who are committed to the values of duty, honor, and country. That's inviolable. And it is inviolable because it makes sense. It made sense in the 19th century. It makes sense in the 21st century. Ethically based leadership.
Probably even more important now.
Well, it is. It is more important now because of the complexity of ethical dilemmas that youngsters face overseas, the complexity of warfare today, the requirement to understand all the dimensions of national power at the tactical level, because as success is achieved or as failure takes place, we all know now at the tactical level that it has strategic consideration and strategic outputs. What must change here is that West Point, frankly, has been successful, I think, for the last 208 years because of its capacity to adapt and to innovate. That's a function of the quality of the youngsters that we are able to bring into the military academy, but in large measure, it's the quality of the talent of our staff and faculty, who are bright and clever and well-credentialed, but they're also experienced leaders who have been in the tough fights, who have seen the ethical dilemmas, and can bring that back firsthand into this leadership laboratory, which is so unique here at West Point.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We've been speaking so far with General David Huntoon, who is the 58th superintendent of West Point Military Academy. We're about to take a break, and then on this final segment, we're going to talk about personal leadership.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, this is Robert Brees, and we are back with General Huntoon, and we're going to switch over now and talk, if I may, about the personal side of leadership. Is that okay?
That'd be great. Thank you.
So there are 1.5 million people in the military, if I'm correct. Yes. That's about 306 million civilians. Of those, very few get to be, frankly, at the level of a three-star Army general. Talk about the process of becoming a three-star Army general.
Well, I think certainly there's a mechanical process that we're all familiar with that must be no different in the private sector, which is to say that it's a pyramid, and as you said, there is a diminishing number at the strategic level. Luck must play some kind of a role here, but I've been very fortunate to arrive here at West Point because I had an opportunity a decade ago as a brigadier general to serve as the leader of our Command and General Staff College, which is our mid-level course in the development of the profession of arms for our majors. Those youngsters are getting ready to eventually take command of battalion-level organizations in the United States Army. Then after a tour in the Pentagon as the Director of Strategy, I had the privilege of serving as the commander of the Army War College, which is our most senior-level school in which we take our very, very best promising lieutenant colonels and colonels who are about to take brigade-level command and provide them with a one-year graduate degree program. So there is some logic, certainly, in my great honor in serving here as the superintendent of West Point. But the larger issue, I think, speaks to at Leavenworth, where we teach our mid-level leaders and managers, at Carlisle, at the Army War College, we are teaching our most senior leaders in management, and certainly here at West Point, the common thread speaks to the need in the profession of arms to be committed to lifelong learning. We have this extraordinary career path as officers in the United States Army to go back and forth between operational experience as a commander. I'm a former infantry officer. I've had the privilege of serving at the company, battalion, brigade, division, and corps levels, and at the headquarters of the Department of the Army level, and then to move into an academic mode and have the opportunity to refresh and to relearn and to educate and to teach, coach, and mentor, all in a commitment to the requirement to adapt and to innovate based on the astonishing change which is taking place in our society today, a society that we serve in the military. So this is the commitment that all professionals must have to lifelong learning. The change is constant. The one thing we know is constant. And so to prepare for that change and to be successful and to be on the cutting edge here as leaders in the U.S. military, we've got to keep studying and learning and teaching. And the opportunity to do that at the staff college level, the war college level, and now here at West Point has really been a tremendous privilege.
It sounds having those three different leadership capacities must be fascinating and significant challenge as well.
Lots of significant challenges. I find some common denominators in each one of those. As I mentioned before, this commitment to relearning, the commitment to take a deep breath, having come from a tough operational assignment, and to revisit both fundamentals, but also to be thinking through all the latest new complex information technology, chaos theory issues that are attendant to warfare, but also to crises in peacetime that are the nature of the profession of arms. And so there's the balance that has to be struck. Officers who are masters of kinetic warfare, but also officers who have the capacity to take the time to embrace new ideas and to learn how to harness change, and also in the business of chaos to see it as the opportunity as opposed to a crisis.
And talking about challenges, what would you say one of the greatest personal challenges you had to overcome was, and what did you learn from that?
That's a great question. Let me use that by referring to what we may see here at West Point in terms of a strategic challenge in the years to come. I think all of us would agree that as we historically have pulled back from major campaigns overseas, there has been a tendency for a reduction in fiscal resources, and we begin to see that happening in the United States in terms of the future of our Defense Department budget. And so there is a sense of belt tightening right now, the need to make sure that we are effective given the potential for less dollars. And as that budget declines and makes its way to every post, camp, and station in the United States Army, it inevitably will move its way to the Hudson River and to West Point. So we've got to think here about what does that mean for the future of this organization? How can we continue to sustain excellence here, but also to be innovative and adaptive with less resources? And that's a very difficult thing to do. There is no such thing as doing more with less. But there are ways to be more effective, to take an enterprise approach, which we're doing in the United States Army. And I think it forces us to be much clearer about the nature of our mission, our vision, and what we are really after here at West Point. What is the value added of this unique place in the 21st century? And I think that's something we have got to get after now, instead of waiting for the pressure of diminished resources.
And what do you think the role of West Point will be long after you're gone, say 15, 20 years from now?
Well, as we said earlier, and you made a great point, it's a combination of the inviolable, which is the business of leading the nation by providing youngsters who are committed to duty on a country, but it's also being on the cutting edge of change, by being innovative and adaptive, by listening from the bottom up as much as from direct.
Listening from the bottom up?
Absolutely.
And I thought it's more hierarchical.
Well, we are very hierarchical, certainly in this conservative profession of arms, but I think we've been very, very sophisticated in the past several decades in understanding that with the rapidity of change that's taking place in the 21st century, we had best be listening to these great young lieutenants who have been leading the way in the fight and adapting in ways that we did not prepare them as well as we could in the doctrine of the 20th century. And so we have been listening to them through lots of forums, whether they be social media forums or traditional forums, and that has made a big difference in our capacity to develop them for the future of uncertainty that they will inevitably face.
What would you say you are most personally passionate about?
Boy, that's a great question. I think it's just the humbling privilege to lead soldiers in this very, very complex contemporary operating environment, to serve at a time when the nation is in two major conflicts, to be able to teach, coach, and mentor youngsters here at West Point, and to best prepare them for the difficulties that will inevitably lie ahead wherever they serve, in peace or war. That's a grand privilege.
A pleasure speaking with you, General Hunters.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.